Children, mentors, and elders gather around the fire on a foggy August morning for hot chocolate and orientation to camp. Sharon Savarni Livingston is the head of the Kowalungan tribe in Unalaska that organizes the camp every year.
Top priority rule is respect your elders, mentors, and other campers. That means no sassing, no back talking, no talking when your teacher's talking, no pushing other campers to keep our hands to ourselves, all that kind of stuff.
Each summer, elders and children from the Aleutian villages of Atka, Nikolsky, and Akutan join campers and mentors from Unalaska for a week of cultural education at Camp Kanayu. The first activity is fish preparation.
Now, what we would like you guys to do is we need to collect some grass for the tables. We'll put the fish on the tables nice and clean. And when you guys gather the grass, place it on tables, then we will wait for the fishermen to go out and we'll be able to help them pull in the net.
Moses Dirks is an Unungan Aleut elder and mentor at Camp Kanayu. His specialty as a teacher is language, but at camp, he plays a big role in the sea mammal hunt later in the week. Today, he tells the kids what the fishermen are doing.
They're pulling the seine out to catch the salmon that are right over it. So the what they call round haul. So it's just capturing the fish that are out there, and then they're going to bring it ashore.
Moses played a central role in starting Camp Kanayu 9 years ago. After observing Tlingit Culture Camp at Dog Point near Sitka, he began the process of creating a similar camp for Aleutian Islanders to teach traditional Unungan Aleut values. He worked with the tribe and school district to set it up. His sister, Barbara Shangen, is happy to teach fish preparation to anyone standing around willing to learn.
Have you ever had fish head?
No, I have not, no.
It's good.
How do you cook it?
You boil it. So you're going to take that fin off, and then you just cut along the stomach area, like that. Once you split the stomach, then you turn it around, and then you start cutting along the bone, okay?
How long will it take for the fish to dry?
Depends on the weather. If we get a nice breezy day.
This one goes in here,
Last year, I remember, in a week they were ready, right? It's really damp out here, so I don't know. So once you get this side, then you flip it over, and you start cutting on this side. This is the tricky part.
The humpies are being prepared for salting and drying, but little is wasted. The elders set the fish heads and fish eggs aside in preparing for a fish soup, which also includes plant ingredients found in the tundra near the campsite. June Dirks leads some of the children on a short walk to look for ingredients to add to the soup.
We're picking petruscis for the fish soup,
and it's a wild herb.
But we're trying to get the new growth because they're kind of grown out right now. Thank you.
Those
are good. Those are clean.
Yeah.
Give them to me.
Meanwhile, Caleb Livingston is finishing up the wooden structure that will hold the fish until they are ready to eat.
Right now, I'm finishing up the dry house. Just putting in spreader bars to hang the fish on to dry. Salt it first. Basically, just pack them in salt for a few minutes. Not very long, depending on your personal tastes. And then hung in here until they get dried and nice glaze on them. You want to glaze for several reasons. One is to make it harder for the flies to lay eggs on them.
Throughout the week, the kids explore a wide variety of subjects, learning the traditional knowledge passed on by elders alongside modern science and biology taught by experts from U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the University of Alaska. In addition to fishing and hunting, the campers, elders, and visiting mentors work together to reassemble a whale skeleton that washed up on shore 2 years ago. The rarely seen species is a Baird's beaked whale. With school just around the corner, Camp Kanayu is a nice way to get kids thinking about learning again without completely forgetting summer fun. For AK, I'm Michael Edenfield in Unalaska.